In the trauma field, expecting the unexpected is a daily part of the job. For Jeff Hamilton, the unexpected included the tornado that struck Joplin, Missouri last year and claimed a local hospital as one of its victims. As the emergency management coordinator for that tragedy, Hamilton discussed the possibility of actually losing a hospital and the recovery process. In the storm's aftermath, Hamilton says the first step was to provide immediate care with the help of the National Guard.
Second step was to put in a kind of intermediate care area, which is a component modular-built hospital system that's there now. And then the third component is the new hospital as it's being built and will be available to us in 2015.
An unforeseen problem has been caring for employees while the new hospital is being built. Right now, nurses and doctors are being leased to work at nearby facilities in what Hamilton calls their talent sharing program. The program ensures that hospital employees still have jobs and that there will be experienced workers for the new facility. Hamilton also discussed tips specifically for southeastern North Carolina when it comes to dealing with a tornado. Last year in North Carolina, dozens of tornadoes killed 24 people.
The problem that you have in this immediate area is you don't have basements. And in Joplin, the majority of our fatalities occurred in homes that did not have basements.
The event also included presentations from Dr. Peter Ree, who was the surgeon for former U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. He described the challenges of dealing with the media while keeping the public informed. Ree also spoke about new methods in the care of trauma patients that are much more effective than the old techniques. He said doctors used to think that giving patients crystalloid solutions or bags of fluid was life-saving when in fact that's not the case.
Although those fluids help in certain situations, in trauma when you give a lot of it, it actually was the main culprit as to why people were dying later. So we have now found a way to avoid that. And when we have developed a technique so we can minimize or try to use those types of fluid as little as we can, we found that our results are tremendously better.
Ree said that getting hospitals and trauma centers to change the way they resuscitate patients who are bleeding to death could save more lives. About 400 people registered for the trauma symposium. Jessica Ferrer, WHQR News.